So there's a whole task force that the MI5 has targeting the left wing in Britain. So who's the real threat here, guys? The FBI and the MI5 are the real threat. It's not China. And this is what's hilarious to me. They're saying that China is a threat because of cyber espionage and undermining the US economy, taking from US businesses. Let me just get this straight here. US corporations, monopolies, capitalist cartels, financial institutions are responsible for inflation, are responsible for the economic crisis, are principally responsible for hunger, for poverty, not just in the United States, but around the world. They're responsible for the most disgusting conditions, lack of healthcare, lack of education, declining life expectancy, treatable medical conditions that aren't getting treated. They're responsible for the economic chaos and catastrophe that billions of people are going through right now, principally. But in the United States, they're responsible for 1 in 2 people living paycheck to paycheck. They're responsible for those conditions. So let me get this straight. U.S. businesses are saying that China, which has inflation that is controlled, prices going up no more than 2%, even during this worldwide economic catastrophe happening, and China has eradicated extreme poverty. China has more than doubled its life expectancy in the last 70 years. China has eliminated extreme poverty, as I said. China has increased healthcare coverage to nearly 100% of its population. China has invested by far the most in renewable energy, high technology, and state-of-the-art infrastructure. So if China is doing all of that and undermining U.S. businesses, shouldn't I want that? Shouldn't I want, even if we just were to indulge the idea that China were actually attacking U.S. elections and U.S. corporations and U.S. business, if that were happening, I mean, who's to complain about that? We have two societies, two orders, social orders, economic orders, going in completely different directions, and I'm being told that the one that's going in a positive direction is the one I should be scared about. So just think about that. Just think about that. Why should I be scared of a country that lifted more than 850 million people out of extreme poverty? Why should I be scared of that? Why should I be scared of a country that has not waged an interventionist war in more than 4 decades, arguably in its entire revolutionary history? Why should I be scared about that? Why should I be scared of a country that has 1 military base at the request of Djibouti in Africa, East Africa? Why should I be scared of a country that has 1 military base when the United States is 800 plus? Why should I be scared? Why should I be scared of a country whose cops do not hold guns and who do not murder people in the street at a pace of 1,000 people per year? That's the United States. Why should I be scared? Why should I be scared of a country that is less than half of the prison population of the United States? In the United States, it's 25% of the world's prisoners. China has a population of 1.4 billion people, less than half of the prison population. Why should I be scared of a country like that? Meanwhile, you have an extensive record of the United States pillaging, plundering, exploiting, imprisoning, incarcerating, repressing, and targeting and destroying left-wing movement. Who should I really be concerned about? And I just want to close with the Washington Post only strengthened the argument, especially about the CIA here. And I just want to scroll up here. But this was recently. This was written in 2016. The U.S. tried to change other countries' governments 72 times during the Cold War. The CIA has concluded with high confidence that Russia intervened in the presidential election to interfere to promote Donald Trump's presidency. If true, Russia's actions are reminiscent of Cold War covert political action with an internet era twist. So this is what's hilarious. They try to say that Russia's the problem here, and they hope that you don't read anymore. But I have spent the past several years, they said, investigating allegations of U.S.-backed covert regime changes during the Cold War. Fortunately, the combination of the U.S. government's declassification rules, congressional inquiries, and journalistic coverage has revealed a great deal about these operations. And they found that between 1947 and 1989, that's 42 years, the United States tried to change other nations' governments 72 times. 66 covert operations and 6 overt ones. That doesn't excuse Russia. Hilarious. But they were during the Cold War, meaning that most cases the Soviet Union was covertly supporting anti-US forces on the other side. Of course, right? It's always got to be that the US had some reason to be justified. Most covert efforts to replace another country's government failed, as they say. During the Cold War, for instance, 26 of the United States' covert operations successfully brought a U.S.-backed government to power. The remaining 40 failed. Well, 26 is still a lot, and it still impacts a whole lot of people. Plus, even if the regime isn't changed, the country's government isn't changed, it hurts a lot of people. So it says meddling in foreign elections is the most successful covert tactic, and they found that Washington sought to influence foreign elections by covertly funding, advising, and spreading propaganda for its preferred candidates, often doing so beyond a single election cycle. Of these, US-backed parties won their elections 75% of the time. So while there's a lot of like, oh, well, maybe not, I don't know, sure, that could be true, you have to understand that no matter how much they try to talk out of both sides of their mouths, the United States is the biggest terrorist entity in the world. They're admitting that without trying to admit it, right? So every time they even give you a kernel of truth in the corporate media, they're always going back and forth. Oh, well, Russia this. Oh, well, the Soviet Union that. When in fact, the United States tried 72 times that we know of, and we know that 50 foreign governments were attempted to be overthrown since the period of World War II to 1991. And that's not even to count what happened afterward with Libya, Syria, all the countries that have been attacked since then, now the Ukraine. I mean, the CIA has a program in Ukraine training neo-Nazis. The CIA trained jihadists to oppose the Pentagon's jihadists in Syria. This is the policy. This is the reality. Okay. And so the reality is that it is the spooks that are the real threat. It is the US government that's the real threat. China is not the real threat. China is being used as a way to divert our attention from the fact that it is our governments and it is our system of imperialism, not ours, as in we own it, but is that which we live under, which is the problem. And unless we identify that as the problem, we cannot possibly understand it. And that's the problem that's confronting us right now. A lot of people don't understand what the root problem is because they're being told to look at China, to look at Russia, to look at Trump, to look at some other domestic symptom, mass shootings. They're not looking at the roots of what's causing all of this chaos, and the roots are right in front of us. It's this profiteering elite capitalist class, which its whole existence is predicated upon our exploitation and or our destruction.